Vice President Kamala Harris is leaving tonight for Southeast Asia. As all administrations do, the Biden administration is pressing ahead with normal business amid the chaos in Afghanistan. But it may be hard to forget the evacuation from Kabul when Harris visits Vietnam, where the U.S. and its allies retreated from communist forces in 1975. NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the purpose of the trip?
This is Harris's second foreign trip, and it was in the works long before the Taliban took over Afghanistan. A reminder, Harris is the first Asian American to be vice president, and she's now visiting Asia. A senior administration official said the trip was critical and that it needed to happen, but Harris will continue to be briefed on the situation on the ground in Afghanistan. The administration is really trying to turn to Asia to counter China. The official said that Harris's top priority will be making clear the U.S. is committed to the region and will be there long term. She'll start in Singapore, where she will give a major speech on how the U.S. plans to engage in the region. In Vietnam, Harris will help launch a regional office for the CDC and hold talks about responding to the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay, but how does the event in Afghanistan, how do the events in Afghanistan affect this?
Afghanistan will definitely have an impact on the trip. It really threatens to overshadow it, especially domestically. I talked to Brett Bruin, who was director of global engagement during the Obama administration. He said that Afghanistan will be the elephant in the room thundering behind Harris throughout her trip in Vietnam. Bruin said part of what Harris will need to do is to reassure allies that U.S. words actually hold weight, but that will take meaningful action.
She could help to restore confidence. She could help to steady the ship. And I think it is this mixture of both strong words and strong deeds.
Administration officials wouldn't say whether Harris will make any big announcements on vaccines or other key issues. And administration officials also push back against the idea that the situation in Afghanistan would affect its relationships elsewhere in Asia and said that the challenges in the regions are very different.
Now, what does the trip mean for Harris herself?
This is going to be a tightrope for Harris, not within the countries themselves, where she's likely going to be received very warmly.
Sure.
But she also has to think about how she's going to be viewed by audiences in the U.S. Her first outing in Central America included some media stumbles, and she's going to do a press conference. I talked to Gregory Poling of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he said that this is a chance for Harris to build up her foreign policy cred in a really critical region.
China's the peer competitor. China's the pacing threat. Well, you've got to get your feet wet in Asia or nothing else matters.
So this is a big opportunity for Harris on a very big stage, but there's also a risk for her if there are any missteps.
Aisha, thanks.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe.
Yeah.